Hi, I'm Carol Dooley, and we're continuing our series on fabulous Barbados. Now, we have been spending the week at the Hilton Barbados Resort, but Barbados as a destination has some amazing hotels and amazing resorts, fabulous places to stay. And I'm delighted to be joined now by Alex Clark, who is the sales manager at the Wyndham Grand Barbados Sam Lord's Castle All-Inclusive Resort, which sounds very exotic, I have to say. Is it as exotic as it sounds?
Very much so. And the reason for the extensive lane name, it would be remiss of me if not just to explain that to start with. So good evening, everyone. My name is Alex. Of course, the Wyndham Grand Barbados is a brand new resort on the island of Barbados. It's a government-owned property, hence the connection with the name Sam Lord's Castle. There's a lot of history with that. Sam Lord's Castle has been around for decades, actually, years, actually. It goes back to the 1800s.
Who was Sam Lord?
Yes, he was a buccaneer, a pirate. Very, very naughty boy. So just if you will allow me, the history suggests that how he became popular. Years ago, he would hang lanterns after inheriting the land from his father back in the slave trade days. He would hang lanterns from the coconut, the fig trees on the coast of that area where they were, and it would lure ships into the beach, actually. So the ships that were passing by, they actually thought it was a safe harbor. They thought it was Bridgetown. Unaware of the coral reefs and the rocks in the ocean, as they tried to get to the shore, their ships were damaged, and the bottom of the ships became ripped up from the rocks and so forth. And after they became shipwrecked, Sam Lord and his team went out and robbed them of their possessions. And that's how he became rich. Imagine that. Years later, there was a local architect who transformed his Gregorian-style mansion, which is where he lived, into a popular hotel. And since then, it's been going through different hotel ownership. And finally, back in 2015, the government of Barbados reinvested in the site, and we redeveloped a fantastic brand-spiking new hotel called Wyndham Grand Barbados Sam Lord's Castle Resort, which we opened last October.
Right. So tell us about it then.
Yeah, so it's an all-inclusive hotel. We boast 422 fantastic rooms, lanai style, which means they have a lot of fantastic indoor and outdoor living. The smallest room category is minimum 650 square feet, right? That's your entry-level room category in room size. The property
That's a decent size, isn't it?
It is fantastic, I must tell you. One day you must come up and I'll show you around.
I hope so. I'll take you up on that.
And I'll take you to the bar too.
Oh, yes, please. Yes. Be rude not to.
That's how we go. But of course, the resort has been built for year-round demand. And when I say that, we've been developed to cater to what has been a big void on the island of Barbados, which is the group's business. So for the MICE market now, we can actually cater to that fantastically, in the sense that we now have the largest ballroom on the island. It's a 10,000 square foot meeting space facility, which can hold up to 1,000 persons standing maximum if you max it out like that.
Wow.
With a lot of different event space, so we can run simultaneous events across the resort. So the Smurf market as well, so we're built for times in the summer where families can come through. Because of our room inventory, we have 385 deluxe room categories, of which 150 of them are interconnectable, allowing for family guests to come and stay conveniently and enjoy their all-inclusive vacation package. The restaurants are included, the bars, all the entertainment that's there for you. You're on the East Coast with a fantastic ocean breeze from the Atlantic Ocean. You must come over and enjoy that.
Oh, it sounds absolutely
wonderful.
You have a lovely job. No wonder you're smiling.
I do. I get to take people's money.
I think everybody here is smiling, but there's no surprise there. I mean, why would you not be smiling?
No, there's a lot of rum around. Going back to the rum too, we have an amazing, unique bar at the hotel called Burnt Cass. It's a rum bar featuring over 90 different rums from across the region as well. As many of you may actually already know, Barbados is a birthplace of rum.
Mm-hmm. Indeed.
So why not have a bar to resemble that and give you that great unique offering in there? So that's when you can't find Alex, you come to the rum bar and you find me hiding out in there with a nice glass in my hand.
Excellent.
Sorry.
That's okay. It's allowed. Alex, what is the website if people want to find out more
www.wyndhamgrandbarbados.com is where you can access our website to get all your bookings in. Speaking of bookings, as you may also recall, this year we're hosting, Barbados is hosting one of the persons that are hosting the ICC T20 Men's Cricket World Cup. And we just launched a fantastic package last week, which I must tell you about. So once you have your tickets to the game and you select to stay at our hotel between May 31st to July 5th, actually, we're offering some suites and add-ons, some bells and whistles for that package, where you'll be able to have access to rub shoulders with, guess what, the local West Indies cricket legends at the hotel.
Okay.
We're offering a complimentary rum tour experience to the Mount Gear Factory, a spa credit to enjoy a nice relaxation and rejuvenation session while you're at the hotel as well. And we're also giving you complimentary transportation from the hotel to the Kensington Oval and back to make life hassle-free for you, so you have a no-worry moment pretty much what you're enjoying this the cricket games this summer.
That sounds fantastic, and I'm sure all those details are on the website.
Absolutely.
Too. Anybody wants to find. Okay, lovely. Alex Clark from the Wyndham Grand Barbados Hotel, thank you very much.
It's been a
delighted
pleasure.
To meet you.
Likewise.
Thank you.